News Reelsorillia Museum of Art and History. The Orillia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, is curating and facilitating the installation of three new exhibitions for their spring season. Visitors will have the opportunity to engage with art created as early as the 1930s to the present by a diverse group of artists with unique life experiences. The new exhibitions are the International Women's Day Art Show. Reimagine. The exhibition's main goal is to encourage women to express themselves artistically in a themed group show which is not juried and inclusive of all abilities, experiences and orientations. The spirit of the exhibition is one of affirmation and cooperation. Juliana Hawk, one of the organizers for the exhibition, said, "I am so inspired by the enthusiasm and support that this show receives from the art community. Even though this exhibit is in its 26th year, it remains fresh and exciting for us as organizers to put together. Meeting new artists and reacquainting ourselves with longtime participants is one of the joys of working with this show. This year, over 130 artists from across Ontario, Eastern Canada and Ukraine are presenting their art expressed through a variety of media and stories through this unique and diverse exhibit," said Hawk. Elizabeth Winwood. This exhibition comprises several drawings, sculpture and personal items from both from the Brown family, Wood's grandchildren, and OMAH's permanent collection. Whether capturing the land through drawing or sculpting her impressions of the land in tin or marble, Elizabeth Winwood innovated her own modernist style. From the landscape drawings featured in this exhibition, she pushed the boundaries of contemporary sculpture, solidifying her place as one of Canada's most prominent artists during her time and into the present. Through her remarkable body of work, teaching, and arts advocacy, Elizabeth Winwood left her mark both locally and throughout Canada. One of Wood's granddaughters, Sylvie Brown, said, "Elizabeth Winwood began her career as a nationally renowned sculptor on the shores of Lake Couchiching. It means so much to my family to have this new exhibit devoted to her exquisite sketches of the Canadian Shield, many never before seen by the public, launched in her hometown. Homage Donald Stewart. Homage by Donald Stewart is a collection of 40 framed neck pieces created as a celebration and tribute to Canadian women throughout the ages and across the country in a wide range of professions and contributions to our society, mothers and artists, businesswomen and philanthropists, actors and athletes, inventors and scientists. Stewart has always been fascinated with history and historical figures. He wanted to celebrate women's contributions to the story of Canada, and his research enabled him to share the stories of many whom do not have the recognition that he thinks they should." He said, "I am honored and pleased to have Homage return to OMAH, back to Simcoe County where the concept was first realized in my studio. Everywhere Homage has been shown across Canada, the reception has always been so very positive. From Whitehorse to Halifax, visitors are intrigued by the concept and how the stories of these remarkable women are portrayed by the necklaces. Thank you, OMAH. May your visitors be likewise intrigued with the developments since Homage was last shown here. There will be a special reception, with an opportunity to meet some of the exhibiting artists on Saturday, April 29th. The reception runs from 1 to 3 p.m. with remarks at 1:30 p.m. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and open late on Thursdays until 7 p.m.